Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're taking a trip to Aruba, virtually, at least.
Right.
We're looking into getting around the island, focusing specifically on Go Local, Aruba Taxi, and private transfers. Got some research here we need to unpack.
Yeah, we've got a decent overview. Their services, contact info, websites, phone, WhatsApp, all that. Plus, importantly, what actual customers think.
And some general context on Aruba's taxis, too.
Exactly. Yeah. How the system usually works, pricing, other options.
Okay, so first thing that jumps out, Go Local Aruba. They've been around over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And they do these private island tours by locals. That sounds interesting. With flat rates, not just the usual airport runs.
Yeah, that's kind of their hook, isn't it? They handle the practical stuff, like airport transfers, with clear pricing.
Stress-free, they say.
Right. But then they also offer this more authentic experience with the local tours. It suggests they're not just about getting you from A to B.
And that flat rate for both, it gives you certainty, which is nice when you're traveling.
Definitely. So those airport transfers, they really push the private aspect. Flat rates, again, meet and greet service.
Someone waiting with a sign helps with bags.
Seems like it. Chauffeurs, luggage assistants. They even mention child seats, which is great for families.
And you can book it online beforehand.
Yeah. Pre-booking takes away that arrival scramble, you know. Oh, and multilingual chauffeurs, too.
That's always a plus. Okay, so those private island tours. Tell me more.
Well, the idea is they're led by actual locals, people who know the island inside out.
So not just the main tourist spots.
Potentially, yeah. Offering authentic experiences, insights maybe you wouldn't get otherwise. And again, flat rate pricing, they link it to their Aruba popular places thing, so maybe some customization.
Could be, like getting tips on the best local food spots or hidden beaches, maybe.
Exactly that. That's where having a local guide can really make a difference, right? Beyond just ticking boxes. And the fixed price means no nasty surprises budget-wise.
Makes sense. Now, they also do other things. Weddings, I saw.
Yeah. Wedding chauffeur services. Yeah. Sounds quite premium. And general taxi or chauffeur stuff or business trips, events, whatever you need.
They seem to have a range of vehicles, too. Sedans, SUVs, vans.
Right, so they can handle different group sizes. They talk a lot about being punctual and safe.
And there's a 5 days taxi package. That could be useful if you're staying a while and plan to move around a lot.
Could be. Shows that are thinking about different travel patterns, not just single trips.
So what's the verdict from people who've actually used them? What's the feedback like?
It looks overwhelmingly positive, actually. Lots of mentions of flawless service, comfortable cars, and really friendly professional drivers. Someone named Glenn gets shouted out specifically quite a bit.
Huh, go Glenn. Always a good sign when staff get named.
Totally. People also say the online booking is easy and they show up on time. Lots of 5-star reviews floating around.
Okay, reliable seems to be the key word then.
Pretty much. Looks like they consistently deliver what they promise.
All right, let's talk money. We mentioned the flat rates for Go Local's airport trips and tours. How does it compare to just grabbing a regular taxi in Aruba?
So standard taxis in Aruba work on a fixed rate system based on zones. It sounds clear, but...
There's always a but.
Right. You've got potential surcharges, Sundays, public holidays, late nights like 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., plus a $2 fee per piece of luggage.
Okay, so the advertised zone rate isn't necessarily the final price.
Exactly. And most taxis only hold up to 5 passengers. So, like, the estimate for airport to Palm Beach is maybe 27, 31 worlds.
Before any of those extras kick in.
Precisely. So Go Local's flat rate for that airport transfer suddenly looks quite appealing, doesn't it? Price certainty.
Yeah, it removes the guesswork.
Mm-hmm.
So, stepping back, where does Go Local fit in the whole Aruba transport picture? You've got public buses.
Yep, the budget option, Arubas.
And car rentals for total freedom.
Right. So Go Local seems to carve out a space for itself with that pre-booking convenience, the guaranteed flat rates for those key services. Maybe a bit more a personalized or premium feel than a standard taxi.
And definitely those unique local tours as a differentiator.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're offering something beyond just basic transport. It's that blend of efficiency and experience.
So wrapping this up, the main takeaway seems to be Go Local Aruba presents itself as a really solid transportation choice, especially if you value knowing costs up front for airport runs and tours.
Yeah. And if you're interested in tapping into that local knowledge for exploring the island, their positive reviews and focus on customer service make them seem pretty dependable.
A strong contender, for sure.
Seems like it.
Which brings us to a final thought for you, the listener. Thinking about those flat-rate, locally guided tours, how might booking one of those before you even land change how you experience Aruba?
Hmm.
Could getting that local perspective right at the start unlock a, you know, deeper connection? Maybe review some hidden gems that the usual tourist maps miss?
It's an interesting question. How much difference does that insider knowledge make right from the get-go?
Definitely something to chew on as you plan your own Aruban adventure. Thanks for diving deep with us.